Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I have on my desk before me a wonderful photograph of a large, aged tree flourishing within a barren landscape. It looks just like an English oak, but it's a cedar of Lebanon growing within its Lebanese homeland. Perched on a rock escarpment, it defies nature, balancing on a sheer, bare rock face, and dwarfs all other vegetation surrounding it. It offers me a powerful reminder that I can both survive and flourish in what appears an inhospitable landscape. I too sometimes find myself hanging onto faith by just my fingertips. Whilst the cedar of Lebanon can grow in excess of 35 metres, it is a slow-growing tree and will take many years to reach its full height. This reminds me of the fact that we mature very slowly in God. That life is not a sprint, but a marathon. God wants us to run the race with perseverance. I was once a cross-country runner. I ran for my school, and it is evident that to win the race, it was essential I pace myself. What's more, there are unanticipated obstacles along the chosen course. 5-bar gates to be vaulted, streams to be crossed. I soon worked out that I needed a strategy to ensure that I made it to the race's end and stood some chance of finishing amongst the leading runners. On one occasion, when competing on unfamiliar territory, some home supporters had dammed the flow of a fairly fast-flowing stream, so that the course chosen now presented us runners with a pool of cold water to navigate. Some plunged into the cold waters up to their chest. I chose to run further upstream and around the dam. The ground I lost initially I regained, as those who had got soaking wet had to deal with the unanticipated problems of running in sopping wet running gear. The path we run through life is designed to strengthen and deepen our faith in and love for God. Initially, I lived my life very much in the present reality. My perspective was shaped more through the cultural context I found myself in, so my aspirations were the same as my peers. Only slowly provoked by unanticipated obstacles did I begin to discover that following Jesus was about taking my own decisions to live as God instructed me to. The joy was that I might flourish in less than inviting circumstances. It was also to recognize that no two disciples run the same course or the same race, and that there was no standard shape for the path of discipleship. We, that's you and I, are created to flourish no matter our context. It is always finding the presence of God in the landscape through which we travel that makes the difference between knowing God or becoming lost in confusion. Now I know that I'm a cedar of Lebanon. I know that I am an evergreen. I can endure both harsh winters and hot summers, and that the nutrients available to me in God are sufficient, no matter how barren and uninviting my landscape appears. As we enter into the God space today, will you choose to persevere throughout your unique race through life? Growing is a slow yet deliberate process. Amen. I am somewhat surprised to discover I'm still planted in God's garden. I've had my fair share of attempts to uproot myself, yet here I remain. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Join our Voice of Hope family, and also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.